Good morning, everybody. This is Ross Mosteller with Metal Arc Extension District. I'm going to talk to you today about corn stalks. Now, this may be a topic that's possibly a little bit late in the game, but it's a question that's come up as we think about winter feeding and supplementation of our cow herd, or really any ruminant. The possibility of utilizing corn stover, corn stalks, corn residue, whichever term you prefer, kind of comes into play. Obviously, the sooner after harvest, the better to get the most quality out of crop residue, particularly as we talk about grazing. If you have the opportunity to directly follow the combine, that's when you get the most bang for your buck, so to speak. Can we utilize harvested corn stalk bales as possibly the sole source of forage for a cow herd as we enter winter? In a grazing setting, there is the opportunity to spend the majority of the winter going from crop field to crop field, particularly if you have the ability to rotate. But this is a little bit different situation I'm talking about today as we look at providing the harvested baled corn stalks to the cows. In general, this can be a forage base that can supplement some moderately quality type of grass hay. Keep in mind that cows do not necessarily eat the entire portion of the corn stalks, and so there is more potential wastage. Cows will preferentially eat grain, then the husk, then the leaves. Husk and leaves actually have a pretty decent TDN value, up around 50% on the energy side, as well as, you know, decent protein. Of course, the corn itself would bring some energy and protein as well. The last thing they're going to want to really eat is the stalk and the cob. There does tend to be quite a bit of sorting and waste, so that becomes a challenge as we're talking about utilizing corn stalks in a feedlot or a confined feeding setting. Most often, if you are going to go to that extent, you're going to have to grind up those corn stalk bales, make that as a part of a total mix ration that allows you then to balance your particularly protein supplementation, but also the minerals and vitamin A. That's something that can tend to be a little bit low in our corn stalks. The University of Nebraska did some round bale feeder research, if you're just dumping bales in a feeder. And they had 1,300-pound cows that ate about 15 pounds of dry matter per day, and that really only met about half of the energy and one-third of the protein requirement for that mid-gestation kind of cow. Of course, energy and protein requirements go up during late pregnancy, so the closer we get to spring and calving, certainly need to be thinking about more supplementation. The other part of the UNL research showed that 45% of that bale was wasted, even in a sheeted round bale feeder. So there is quite a bit of waste, but that can be a win-win because if you move your feeder regularly, you have a good source of bedding, should we get into mud or snow or those kind of conditions. The flip side, in a pure feedlot setting, University of Minnesota did some work at a 20% replacement of the dry matter basis, utilizing corn stalks as a forage source. They could supplement 20% in that finishing cattle diet and not have any negative effect on performance in the feedlot as well as carcasses on the rail. So what are some of the other factors we need to think about besides the protein supplementation as well as potential wastage? Economics surely is one of those things that comes to the top of the list. It's got to make sense. You got to be able to buy these bales cheaper with the cost of supplementation than what some other forages might be. That hasn't been an issue here lately because forage has been extremely expensive relative to long-term averages. Something else to think about is if corn comes from a failed crop, one that's been drought-stressed or potentially hail-damaged, you have to be concerned about nitrates. Aflatoxins can also be an issue if there's a lot of corn left, particularly in that hail damage kind of situation where that might have not been a full harvest. All those things considered, there are lots to think about, but corn stover, corn stalk bales can be a good percentage of a ration in a cow herd setting or in a feedlot setting. Just have to make sure that you're balancing rations and making sure you're meeting all the requirements. Certainly, that's something that we can help you with here in the Extension office, as we have ration balancing software, and we'd be glad to talk you through that. This has been Ross Mosteller with Metal Arc Extension District, Livestock and Natural Resources. Hoping everybody has a great weekend, and consider utilizing corn stover as a forage source for your cows this winter.